This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
$168 billion shot in the arm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The president signs off on the economic stimulus plan today. 130 million of us will get rebate checks this spring. Businesses get their tax breaks. But the big concern is whether these moves are coming too late to keep us from recession. Some say it's up to the Fed to keep cutting interest rates. We'll get the latest snapshot on the economy this morning with a report on January retail sales. The stock market got a boost yesterday from Warren Buffett. He offered to relieve some of the financial strain on those troubled bond insurance companies. The Dow added 133 to 12,373. The S&P gained 9, but the Nasdaq slipped a fraction. Asian markets were mixed overnight. European stocks are lower. The British-based online gaming company 888 was dealt a good hand in the latest quarter. Profits rose sharply even after the company was booted out of the American market. And now the company's boss says he's glad the U.S. banned internet betting. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The U.S. legal clampdown on internet betting in 2006 hit 888 hard. The company lost more than half its revenues, but today business is recovering. Full-year figures just released show a 36% jump in sales. The company's rebuilt its fortunes, concentrating on the European market and launching new products like online bingo. The boss is now reveling in the company's expulsion from the US. He says we're better for it, more efficient and more focused. Analyst David Buick agrees.
They know actually where they're going, and they know that there are plenty of places to expand their business, whether they eventually decide to go to South Africa or to the Far East, where they're not going to walk into a blockbuster of a problem called litigation.
He expects the whole online gaming business to do well, even if there's a global economic slowdown. He says in hard times, people usually keep on gambling. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Since September 11th, foreigners entering the U.S. have had their fingerprints scanned into a database. Now, European officials are considering a similar security measure. The European Union is unveiling a proposal today to require visitors from outside the EU to be fingerprinted. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look.
April in Paris. Ella Fitzgerald sang about a warm embrace in Paris. Well, Paris's embrace could soon be even hotter. The fingerprinting proposal would allow police to track visitors closely. University of Portland finance and transportation professor Richard Gritta predicts most business travelers, though, would just knuckle under.
It's just another part of doing business. I get fingerprinted and heck with it.
They could even decide to pay more to have their irises scanned for fast tracking. Mark Rotenberg is executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He says tourists might balk at iris scans and fingerprints.
You want to take pictures and remember nice memories. You don't want to be standing in front of a fingerprint reader giving them your 10 print.
The EU has already given preliminary approval to another plan that forces airlines to provide data on passengers' credit cards and addresses. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Dunkin' Donuts is not just for breakfast anymore. Today, the company's unveiling an all-day oven-toasted menu. It features personal pizzas and flatbread sandwiches. Now, to pull this off, Dunkin' had to replace its microwaves with convection ovens. The company's not revealing the cost of those changes, but those ovens will be used for breakfast sandwiches, too, which means no more soggy bread.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, recruiting runners who benefit from medical technology to run in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. More at medtronic.com/globalheroes. By the American Public Transportation Association, working toward energy independence with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Trade between China and many countries on the African continent has been rapidly increasing. The annual volume jumped 31% last year. Africa is rich in natural resources, things the Chinese desperately need. But as these relationships grow, race has become an issue. Bill Marcus reports from Shanghai.
Skin whitener sales drive the growth of China's prestige cosmetics industry. In this commercial, Cinderella's prince is so impressed with her white skin, he's come back for all three sisters. The message is clear. This West African woman is one of thousands who came to China on a scholarship and stayed for economic opportunities. But once she got there, she says she was told the boss didn't want her because she was black.
You're white, you're brilliant, you're intelligent, you're rich. You're black, you're foolish, you're poor, you're not intelligent.
African-American Boston native Virginia Hunt got hired over the phone to teach English for a summer.
When I actually landed and met the person who had hired me originally, I could tell from his face that he wasn't expecting what he saw.
She says she was told she would not be hired because she was black. Silk Road Advisor CEO William Dodson says there are ways to blunt the racism.
9/10 of discrimination is how you present yourself.
Dodson's been here for 5 years. He describes his skin tone as coffee-colored.
They see I'm a Westerner and therefore assume I have money and therefore want to take it.
Yes.
Whether it's buying a bun on the street or a manufacturing project to a government agency.
Chinese press portray Africans as unwilling to work overtime and ignorant about finance. China Academy of Social Sciences African specialist Hu Wenping says the battle against racial discrimination will be long and fierce.
Even if an act of discrimination is a separate, isolated example, we should face it with the highest degree of responsibility and find the right way to solve it.
Blacks say they stay for opportunities and because they believe China is changing as it grows and that its attitudes towards blacks is evolving. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.